Herman Abner. Down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum bought a motion picture film yesterday, but he had to pay a pretty high price for it because another client at the county seat was also bidding for it. That other client turned out to be Abner, who's at the county seat learning how to run a projection machine. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Grandpappy Spears in the Jotham Down Store and Library.
Lum, you mean that Creasby's boss is coming to Pine Ridge to see you?
Yeah, and believe me, I'm going to tell him off, too. You just wait and see.
Well, what's he coming here for?
Well, yesterday, after I found out I was bidding again Abner for that picture Mr. Creasby's was trying to sell me, that Vulture's Revenge.
Yeah, I recollect the name of it.
Well, I had to bid up to $70 to get it. But when I found out it was Abner that was bidding again me, I told that Creasby's fellas I wouldn't pay no $70 for it. And he said I had to. So then I said, well, leastways, let me see the picture before I buy it. So he run it off for me.
How was it, Lum?
Grandpap, there's the worst one picture I ever seen in my whole life. I tell you, I couldn't even follow the story of it. And the fella they had playing the hero looked like old Cedric.
For the law me sakes, it weren't him, was it?
Of course not. So then I told him I wouldn't buy that picture if he'd give it to me for a gift. Free for nothing.
That's a time, Lum.
But he insisted that there weren't nothing he could do about it. He said he'd have to send his boss, Mr. Dwyer, here to settle it up.
You mean Creasby's boss is coming here to Pine Ridge?
Yeah. Fact is, he ought to be here now. Said he'd be here at 2:00, and I see it's a little after that now.
Yeah, it is, ain't it?
Believe me, I'm going to tell him a couple of things or two, too. I'll run him out of here faster than I run that Creasby feller out. Grannies, they have to get up pretty early in the morning to get ahead of Lum Edwards, I'll say that. Tell you that right here now.
About what time do you generally get up, Lum?
Oh, I generally get up. Wait a minute. You're getting as bad as Abner, Grandpap, taking everything I say so literary.
Oh, speaking of Abner, Lum, did you get a hearing from him again today?
No, but I wrote him a letter. Told him to mind his own business from now on and just learn how to run that picture machine, leave everything else to me.
Well, I don't reckon Abner means no harm, Lum. More likely just trying to help was all.
Yeah, I know, but seems like every time Abner tries to help... wait a minute. That must be that Dwyer feller coming now. See him coming up out there?
Lord's sake, I never seen a feller so fancy dressed in my life. Just look at that striped suit and that red necktie.
He's dressed up all right, ain't he? But he won't look so pretty time I get done with him. That is just what I've been waiting for. You better stick around and see the fireworks, Grandpap.
Fireworks?
Mind out. Here he comes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Howdy, men, and good afternoon to you one and all. Dwyer's my name, D. Hempstead Dwyer. And you're Mr. Edwards, I presume?
Huh? Yeah, that's me. Mr. Edwards, I presume. I mean...
Yes, sir. It's not hard to pick you out of a crowd, Mr. Edwards. I can spot a good businessman the minute I lay eyes on him.
Good businessman, huh?
Yes, Cindy. Doesn't take a second look to tell that. No, indeed.
Well, I don't reckon it does, come to think about it.
Well, sir, I know what you want to get right down to business, Mr. Edwards, so I suggest... Oh, pardon me. I don't believe I've met this distinguished gentleman over here. Dwyer's my name.
Spears is my name. Milford Avery Spears. Telegraph man and musician.
Oh, a musician, eh? Fine. I got a dance band, haven't you?
How's that?
Orchestra leader, are you?
No. I play the player pianer at the picture show.
Oh, wonderful instrument. Fine. Excellent. My favorite. Yes, it is. My favorite. Music is a wonderful thing. Charms the salvage beasts. I congratulate you, Mr. Spears. And now then, Mr. Edwards, I understand that our Mr. Creasby's contacted you in regard to our big current hit, The Vulture's Revenge.
Yeah, and there's a couple of things I want to tell you about.
You don't need to, Mr. Edwards. You don't need to. We're hearing it from all over the country. Everybody's raving about it. Sensational, that's what it is. Absolutely sensational.
Well, your Mr. Creasby's run it off for me, and there's the worst one film I ever set eyes on.
Well, you take a good picture like that, and that's the way it goes. You can't please everybody, but you've got to expect that. Do you remember what they said about the big parade. Do you remember what they said about Ben-Hur?
Ben who?
Her.
Her? No, I mean him, Ben.
Well, he is a him, Ben-Hur.
Huh.
And don't forget this, my friend. Do you remember what they said about Cimarron, Cavalcade, Broadway Melody? Does he?
No, I don't believe I do. What'd they say?
There you are. You don't even remember, so you can see for yourself that it doesn't matter at all. Am I right?
Well, yeah, I reckon so, when you look at it that way.
All right. No, Mr. Edwards, you're in no trouble then. No trouble at all. Now, here's what we'll do for you, my friend. And believe me, I wouldn't do this for my own brother.
Well, why wouldn't you? Don't you like your brother?
Now, what I'll do is cut that price down. Don't I like my own brother? Get it? You're pulling a fasty on me, Edward. That's a good joke. Good joke.
Well, I do get off some good earns now and then, if I do say so myself. But what I asked you just now was, why don't you...
Sure. Now, here's what I'll do. Now, the price of $70 is a little bit high, so I'm willing to cut that down a little, down to, say, 50.
I tell you, I don't want it.
Hey, down to the original price of $20. I'm losing money, but I'd rather lose money than a friend. Yes, indeed.
Well, that's awful thoughty of you to say that, but I've done canceled that order. I don't want to buy that picture at no price. I tell you, I just don't like it.
Well, naturally you don't. Naturally. You're prejudiced.
I'm what?
Prejudiced.
I am.
You saw the picture, so naturally you're prejudiced. Now, let's take a disinterested party and get his viewpoint. Mr. Spears, did you see the vultures with him?
No, I never. I went over home. Charity had some chores for me to do.
Yeah, that's fine. Now, tell me this. Do you hate the Vulture's Revenge?
Well, no, of course not. I ain't even saw it.
See, he says no. There, you got an entirely fresh viewpoint, and he says no. K-N-O-W, no. And he represents the public, Mr. Edwards. He represents the public, and that's who you're going to be catering to. The public.
Well, yeah, I know that.
Now, you see, Mr. Edwards, people like you and I aren't good judges of pictures, and here's the reason. We're too close to them.
Too close, huh? Well, couldn't we move back a little?
No. I mean, we know too much about the industry. We know the stars too well.
Oh, yeah, sure. Know the stars too well. Of course we do.
We know how pictures are made in the studios, on the sets.
Why, sure.
Our trouble is that we're hypercritical.
Oh, yeah. Awful hyper.
So, naturally, you and I don't like the Vulture's Revenge. But let me tell you something, my friend. And believe me, I wouldn't tell this to my own brother.
Say, exactly what is it you got against your brother, Mr. Dwyer?
You're a riot, Edward. I gotta remember that one.
Did I get off another gun?
You're a riot.
Well, good for me. Never know what I was doing.
But here's what I was going to take. People don't come to the theater to see the picture.
They don't, huh?
Of course not. They come for Bingo, Screeno, Kino, Giant Kino, Middle-Sized Kino. They come for dishes, for turkeys, for baskets of groceries.
Groceries? Oh, no, they come here to the store for them.
Oh, not anymore. They go to the movie theaters for that.
Well, I do know. That must be something new.
So, you see, you can't lose with the Vulture's Revenge. Now, I tell you, we carry a complete line of all that other stuff, so we can fix you right up. And I'll let you have that picture for $20.
Well, that sounds good, but there's just one thing about it. That fellow that plays the hero in it, I just don't...
Oh, yes. Llewellyn Feldman. What an actor.
I was just thinking, if it had somebody like, say, Robert Taylor.
Robert Taylor?
Yeah.
Oh, we could have put Taylor in The Vulture's Revenge if we wanted to. But everybody's seen him already. You don't want your customers wasting their money going to see somebody they've already seen, now, do you?
Well, no.
Of course not. You want to give them something new. They want to see new faces, different faces. And, brother, you have to agree that Llewellyn Feldknapp has a different face.
Yeah, he has. Different from anything I've ever saw before. Of course, I never looked at it just that way.
Yes. Well, I guess it's a deal then, is it, Edward?
Well, I reckon so. You're sure now you can afford to let it go for $20? I mean, $20.
Well, you understand, of course, that you've got to take a loss occasionally. You have to build goodwill, you know.
Oh, yeah, sure. You got to be able to that. You got to do it.
Now, if you'll just sign this right here, Edwards, we'll be all fixed up. Oh, here, you can take my fountain pen.
Well, much obliged. Oh, you mean just to use. All right. Sign right here on this line here, huh?
Yeah, that's right on the bottom line. Now, you understand, of course, that includes a few extras here and there.
Few extras, huh?
Well, yes, you know, the usual ones. Every contract.
Sure.
You want the companion feature, of course.
Companion feature?
Why, yes, it's called The Beatles Return, episode 19. Or maybe it was 18. I forget which just now. 1800. It's the honey of a picture. It's another Llewellyn Feldknapp triumph. Absolutely sensational. And then, of course, there's a full set of dishes. By the way, you like Mickey Mouse, don't you?
Oh, yeah, sure. Now, them things is good.
Well, there's a sort of Mickey Mouse design on the dishes.
Oh.
And then you get a Baby Beano outfit, a highly interesting educational short feature showing how to make straw hats, and then, of course, you get the three genuine stuffed vultures.
Sounded like you said stuffed vultures.
That's exactly what I did say, my friend. Three stuffed vultures. You want them for lobby displays for the vultures' revenge. With a display like that, you pack in the crowds every night.
Well, wait now. How much is all this going to cost me?
Cost you absolutely nothing, my friend. Absolutely nothing. Comes with a picture.
Oh, well, that's fine. Hey, Granny, that's a good deal.
Of course, there's a little tax, amusement tax, you know.
Oh,
charges,
sure.
One thing and another. It's all listed right there. Here's your carbon copy of the contract, Edwards. And I'll see you gentlemen in the near and happy future. Well, good day to you all, gentlemen. Good day to you all.
Yeah, good day, Mr. Dwyer. I got any best fellers, all right. Me and him are both kind of hypercriticals, of course.
For the land's sake, did you look at this bill he left here? Them taxes and stuff mounts up to over $100.
Over $100?
Yes, sir. All right, Jimmy Lum, if that's what you call telling him off, you sure done a good job of it.
Join us again at the same time for another visit with Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Blue Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.